Smart/Wi-Fi thermostat install and the C-wire problem. How to install a Wi-Fi/smart thermostat that needs continuous 24V power, why the missing C-wire causes reboots and chattering, and the real fixes, repurposing a spare conductor, and add a wire/PEK accessory at the air handler, or pulling new cable, plus the power stealing gotchas. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A smart thermostat is a small always-on computer. It runs a screen, a Wi-Fi radio, and sometimes Bluetooth and occupancy sensors, and it has to do all that 24 hours a day whether or not the equipment is running. A plain mechanical or basic digital stat only needs power for the brief moment it closes a switch. A smart stat needs a continuous, dedicated source of 24 volts, and that's what the C-Common wire provides. Most no cool/no heat after a thermostat swap calls and most it keeps dropping off. Wi-Fi complaints trace straight back to how the installer dealt with the C-wire or didn't. How it works. The control transformer has two low voltage legs. The hot side lands on R, the return side is common C. A switch leg only needs R and the load terminal. Close the switch, the load runs, current returns through the load's own path back to the transformer. The thermostat itself isn't in that return loop. A smart stat is in the loop full time. To run its electronics continuously, it taps R for power, and needs C to complete its own circuit back to the transformer. No C means no continuous return path for the thermostat's electronics. Manufacturers try to dodge this with power stealing. The stat trickles a tiny current through a load the Y or W wire while the system is OFF, just enough to keep the electronics alive without tripping the contactor or gas valve. It works on some equipment and fails on others. When it fails, you get the classic symptoms. The stat reboots, the screen browns out, Wi-Fi drops, or worst case the trickle current is enough to chatter the contactor or buzz the gas valve. A real C wire makes all of that go away. In the field, step one is always, figure out what's actually in the cable. Pull the old stat and count conductors and which terminals are landed. There's a spare conductor in the cable. Best case, land the unused wire on C at the stat, then go to the air handler/furnace board and land that same conductor on C terminal there. Confirm 24 volts are to C at the stat before you walk away. This is the cleanest fix and costs you nothing but the trip to the equipment. No spare, but the cable has a wire on G you can borrow plus the stat supports it. Some smart stats and some add-wire approaches let the indoor fan share a conductor, so a freed-up wire can serve as C. Read the specific stats instructions. This varies by model and you can lose independent fan control if you do it wrong. No spare and no good way to borrow one. Use an add-a-wire/power-extender-kit PDK. This is a small module that mounts at the equipment and uses signal multiplexing over the existing wires, so the stat gets a true common without pulling new cable. Ecobee ships a PDK in the box. Third-party add-a-wire modules FastStat and similar do the same job for any stat. Wire it exactly per its diagram. The module sits between the board and the thermostat cable. Run new cable. If the wall is open, the run is short, or nothing else works, pull fresh 18/8 thermostat cable. More conductors than you need today's cheap insurance for the next stat. Whatever path you pick, the finish line is the same measurement. About 24 volts AC R2C at the thermostat. Steady, with the system off. Normal values and targets. Control voltage, 24 volts AC nominal. A healthy transformer reads roughly 24 to 28 volts R2C. SmartStat continuous draw, typically a few hundred milliamps. Small, but it never stops, which is exactly why power stealing struggles. Common low voltage fuse on the board, 3 amps or 5 amps. A smart stat install shouldn't get near that, but a wiring short will pop it instantly. Conductor count to plan for. A heat pump or two-stage system can need R, C, Y1, Y2, G, W/aux, O/B, that's 7. Standard 18/8 cable gives you 8 conductors and 1 spare. Old 18/5 cable is where the C-wire fights happen. Common faults and what they mean. Stat reboots, screen flickers, no power to RC/RH errors, no C wire or a bad/loose C landing. The stat is power stealing and browning out. Land a real common. Wi-Fi drops repeatedly but the stat otherwise runs. Marginal power, usually power stealing on the edge of working. Add a true C. Contactor chatters or gas valve buzzes with the system off. Power stealing trickle current is leaking through Y or W. This one can damage the contactor and is a callback waiting to happen. Install a C wire and the chatter stops. Equipment short cycles right after a smart stat install. Verify you didn't bridge R to a load terminal, and that any add-a-wire module is wired per its diagram. Also confirm the stats equipment config matches single vs 2 stage, heat pump O/B, blue the 3A/5A board fuse on power up, shorted conductor, R bridge to C, or a pinched wire at the cabinet, find the short, don't upsize the fuse, tech tips and gotchas. Always verify R to C with the system off before you leave. That single reading is the whole job. If it's there and steady, the stat will behave. Photograph the old wiring before you remove a single wire. Terminal labels on old stats lie and colors lie even harder. Your photo is the truth. Don't trust wire color, trust the landing. A blue wire isn't automatically C and a red isn't automatically R. Trace both ends. Power stealing is a band-aid, not a fix. If a stat is running on stolen power, it's one transformer load change away from acting up. On any install where you can land a real C, do it. RH/RC jumper still matters. Single transformer almost all residential equals the RTOR CTOR RH path stays bridged per the stats instructions. Two transformers equals keep them separate. Get this wrong and you'll only get half the system or smoke a transformer. Heat pumps need the O/B set right. A smart stat defaults can leave the reversing valve backwards heats in cool mode. Set OVSB in the stat config to match the equipment. And add a wire module lives at the equipment, not behind the stat. Mount and wire it at the board. If you try to cram it in the stat box, you'll usually run out of room and conductors. Safety/code notes. The 24-volt side is low voltage class 2, but the transformer's primary is full 120/240 volts. Kill power at the disconnect before opening the cabinet to land a C wire or mount a module. A repeatedly blowing low voltage fuse means a short in the control wiring. Locate and repair it rather than increasing fuse size. That fuse protects the transformer and the class 2 wiring. Low voltage control conductors still have to be supported and protected per the applicable electrical code class 2 wiring provisions. Don't leave cable where it can chafe on sheet metal edges or get pinched by the blower door.